There we go.
Bill Shearer carefully wraps fine thread and colorful chenille around a hook as a handful of fly fishing learners watch and copy the move with the materials in their own hands.
No hackle on this one, Bill?
Not yet. We're going to do something a little extra. So.
Shearer has been teaching these classes at his old-fashioned fly fishing shop, We Tie It in Boulder Junction, for years, he tells me.
Here in the upper Midwest, we have fishing season and we have fly tying season. So, it's a great winter activity.
But for this winter's round of classes, Shearer is the only one in his shop. His students are at their own homes, participating over Zoom.
Okay, so let's grab another hook and we'll put the cone head on.
It's the latest pivot forced by the pandemic, which started affecting Shearer's business in March and April. He's a fly fishing guide during warmer months.
It was pretty tough in the spring. Of course, everybody was very, very worried. I had a lot of cancellations.
Shearer muddled through, thinking he might not be able to offer his winter fly tying classes either. But through the prodding of customers and help from tech-savvy family, he's now doing something for the first time, teaching over Zoom.
We've hooked up a little switching system so I can switch off between three cameras that I've got running.
For $25, customers get a box of high-quality fly-tying materials sent to their home and entry into Shearer's six-hour class.
And tie that in the front.
He admits things like trying to read customers' body language or monitor their progress on a screen is tricky, but it seems to work. After all, Shearer's shop can use the income. But also, connecting socially with other anglers, even virtually, is a big deal.
Getting the revenue stream was important to us, you know. We want to be in business next year too, but having the interaction with other like-minded people was also very important.
Melissa Sovey is getting used to interacting with customers on a screen too.
I will open one of these up and give you a peek.
She's giving me a virtual shopping experience at The Butcher's Wife, the coffee, gift, and craft shop she owns in Lake Tomahawk. With her tablet camera facing out, Sovi shows me a few of the items for sale at the store.
Yeah, this is a leather-covered journal with handmade paper. It has this one in particular has a quote by Jane Goodall.
During the pandemic, The Butcher's Wife started offering the service for customers who didn't want to come inside.
You know, we can do it so that you get to walk around the store with me as if you were right here, and I'll stop when, you know, I'm going to take a look at puzzles. Do you want me to open this journal for you? Do you want me to read a part of this book?
The small independent shop also just launched a website, something that had been in the works. The pandemic accelerated its go-live date.
The reason I wanted to start this was more for the locals who would rather shop online, not come in the store.
Sophie's new coffee ordering app has also proven popular for customers looking to limit exposure. Meanwhile, every Tuesday night on Facebook...
Hey folks, I'm Andy Makey. Thanks for hanging out tonight. Up next...
The historic Ironwood Theater invites followers to a brand new mini performance from a local artist. They're called 10-Minute Tuesdays and feature music performed on the theater's stage with no live audience outside of the hundreds or thousands watching online.
The train is coming, almost here.
According to the theater, it's a way of saying we miss you to followers while asking for donations to keep the operation running.
I've been running around in circles.
So many business operators miss seeing their customers in person. But connecting on a screen beats not connecting at all, says Bill Shearer as he ties another fly on Zoom.
This helps the sport. It helps my fellow anglers. It gives me something to do in the wintertime instead of, you know, gaining weight, eating M&Ms.
For WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer.
It's a great looking fly, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in 8 counties and 3 tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwoods rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.